Busy day on Tuesday. We've told you about an election here in Sioux Falls. It's the annual city election, and you're not only voting on the mayoral race and some city council races, but you're going to be also voting on a number of other issues here in Sioux Falls. So it's one of those where you got to be ready. You got to be informed on what you're voting for coming up on Tuesday. And we always encourage everyone to get out there to vote on Election Day. And one of those issues deals with the public outdoor-indoor pool, Spellerberg, right in the center of Sioux Falls. And joining us here in studio from Parks and Rec here in Sioux Falls from the city, Don Carney. Don, nice to have you in today. Thanks for coming in.
You bet. Thank you, Craig.
What's the condition of the Spellerberg pool right now, by the way? It's been around a long time.
Yeah, it's been a pool that's served our community well for a very long time. It was built back in 1969, but over the years it's been retrofitted and I don't want to say cobbled together, but that's the word that comes to mind, to be able to allow us to continue to be able to operate that pool. So
it has to be replaced.
It does. I mean, nobody's ever questioned our need to replace that facility. And so it's just tired. It's just worn out, mm-hmm. basically. And so it does need to be replaced.
So the city has, before a petition drive came out on replacing this pool, what was the city's plan before this petition drive to force it to the election? What was the city planning at the time?
Well, we had been looking at building an indoor aquatic center there. One of the things we also did was hire a consultant to conduct an aquatic facility master plan. And as a result of that master plan, one of his recommendations for the first phase of those recommendations was to build a new indoor aquatic center at Spellerberg. And so as part of our budgeting process with the city council, we did allocate dollars to be able to build a new indoor aquatic center here in Sioux Falls. But because of the petition drive, the actual location wasn't specifically addressed.
Now, the council has approved an indoor pool, right?
That's correct. It is currently in our 2014 capital improvement program.
But where has not been approved?
That's correct.
Mainly because of a petition drive that came forward, because some of the folks over there by Spellerberg believe that they would like to see an outdoor pool remain there. Let's talk about the vote coming up on Tuesday, because voting yes and voting no is not necessarily maybe what you think it might be. If you vote yes for this ballot issue on Tuesday, what will that mean?
If you vote yes on the Spellerberg issue on Tuesday, it will be essentially, if it's a yes vote and it is approved as a yes vote, it would direct the city to build an outdoor pool at Spellerberg.
What kind of a pool?
The pool that we've put together as far as a concept goes is similar to what you would see at some of our newer facilities that we've recently built.
Something like Drake Springs?
Drake Springs, Laurel Oak, Terrace Park.
Gotcha.
Something that's got interactive play features and zero depth entry to deal with the handicap accessibility mm-hmm. issues. Bathhouse, something probably similar to what's at Drake Springs as well.
But this petition drive also, did it also list exactly what kind of a pool it was supposed to be?
What there are three conditions in the petition when it was circulated was to that it could not exceed $7.5 million in costs, that it cannot exceed 20% of the existing footprint of the existing pool, including parking, and that the deadline for completion of the project would be December 31st of 2015.
Does that put a handcuff on the city?
Well, I would just tell you that we were not consulted during that process of them putting that petition together, so we weren't involved in the wording of the petition, and law requires that whatever was on the petition ultimately
sure.
goes on the ballot. So okay. I would just say that we were not consulted.
Okay, so very good. So what was the 20% again, 20%?
It cannot exceed 20% of the existing pool and parking lot that sits there now. Can't be any larger.
And it would 20%. Be a $7.5 million pool.
Correct. It cannot exceed that.
Okay. The plan that the city is looking at, compare the size that the city has talked about compared to what the ballot issue says.
Yeah, and if I could, Craig, I could just kind of talk through the different amenities in each pool.
Sure.
Both facilities would have zero-depth recreational pools. They both would have lap lanes, water slides. They would have a current channel like we have at Drake Springs. It would have outdoor spray features and sun decks. There'd be an indoor-outdoor option at the indoor facility as proposed. But then in addition to that, the indoor facility would also have high and low diving boards. would have a therapy pool. It would also have a 50-meter pool by 25-yard pool, which essentially allows you can either swim the short course the short way, or you can swim the long course, the 50-meter.
So you could do length. Lap swimming there then.
Yeah, there would be a lot of opportunity for lap swimming. Mm-hmm. And then it would also have movable bulkheads in there so that you could divide up the pool into three different bodies of water for programming flexibility.
There would be no lap swimming available in the pool if you stuck with the outdoor one.
There would be some lap lanes in there, but there would only be three as the concept currently shows.
Gotcha.
Yep. And then the other thing that we would have in the indoor concept, it would be some multi-purpose rooms so that if you want to have a place to gather, if you're watching your children's swimming lessons, there'd be a dry viewing area there as well, along with just kind of a multi-purpose room so that if you want to have a birthday party or you wanted to have some community or neighborhood meeting, you could do that.
What is the main point of opposition that you're getting right now from individuals?
You know, I would say that out of the eight public meetings we've had, it seems to be parking and traffic are the two primary issues.
Let's compare it. What would there be a traffic issue if we go with an indoor pool at Spelaberg Park?
Yeah, we had some traffic analysis done because we heard that earlier on that was a concern. For everybody, for a basis anyway, the existing Spelaberg pool generates 73 vehicles per day. That's based on our traffic counters that our traffic engineering office put out. The proposed outdoor facility would generate 174 vehicles per day, and then the proposed indoor facility would generate about the same as the existing Spelaberg pool at 74 vehicles per day. So the outdoor facility will generate about another 100 cars per day.
How come?
It's primarily based on the intensity of use. The indoor facilities are typically going to spread out that use over more hours in the day and more days in the year because of the proposed indoor facility would be open about 360 days a year, and the proposed outdoor facility would have about 90 days per year, depending on the weather.
Okay, what about the parking? Would it affect, I know the VA is right next to the pool or right next to the park. Would parking affect
anybody?
Yeah,
that's what I've heard.
At the VA hospital.
Yeah, the proposed outdoor pool, in the concept plan that we put together, is projected to have 179 stalls for parking, and the proposed indoor facility would have more than that at 203 stalls for parking. And we believe, as our traffic engineers analyzed the projections, as well as talking to other facilities of similar size and nature, they believe that the 203-stall parking lot for the indoor and the 179-stall parking mm-hmm. lot for the outdoor would meet the daily demand required of those facilities.
He's Don Carney with the Sioux Falls Parks and Rec. We're talking about the election on Tuesday, that Sioux Falls voters going to the polls. One of the issues being voted on is whether to a yes vote would to have an outdoor pool at Spelaberg Pool. A no vote would say what? A no vote specifically would do what there, Don?
Yeah, it obviously would not direct the city to have to put an outdoor facility at that location. And then the consultant's recommendation is to place a indoor aquatic facility mm-hmm. at Spelaberg.
But that's not actually on the ballot,
no,
right?
No, it is. Yeah, that's correct, Craig. It is not on the ballot. We're not voting on an indoor pool. And that needs to be clear. And ultimately, the city council would have to revisit that item because they would have to take some further action to mm-hmm. to actually place it at Spelaberg, put financing in place and that kind of
right.
thing.
You know, I know there's a tennis court over there right now. What about the tennis court and the parking that's right along Western Avenue? Would that all stay or would that go?
All the existing amenities, both in the indoor and the outdoor options, would remain. They would just get relocated on the site. And so if you think about the park divided up into thirds, you have the sledding hill on the lower third, mm-hmm. the pool and active use area in the center portion of the park, and then the flat level green space on the north end. Essentially, both pools would occupy that center third, and then the tennis courts and the basketball court would get relocated up near the shelter. And so it was important for us that the neighborhood and the people that use Spelaberg would not be impacted.
What is it about Spelaberg in this location that would be the most advantageous for everybody?
Well, our consultant identified indoor aquatic centers, the large one like we're proposing to build, as having a 5 mile service area. And so if you draw a circle in all directions, 5 miles in every direction of Spellerberg, it essentially serves everybody within the city within that 5 mile service area.
And again, it would be a year, well, it would be a year round indoor pool if it got to that point.
That's correct.
I think the biggest thing that we have to, again, alert on the vote, what does the vote mean on Tuesday? And certainly, if you vote yes, you want an outdoor pool to be built. What would that pool, if it passes, would it be the same size as the one is there now, or would it be a tad bigger, a tad smaller for outdoor?
The outdoor, we like to give people the comparison of having, if you look at Laurel Oak, if you take out all the green space and you take out the sand play area, that would be the size of the proposed outdoor facility.
Sure. For more information, if people want to go to, is there a website folks can go to get a good visual on the pros or the cons, or, you know, if they have questions regarding this vote, where can they go to?
They can go to our website at siouxfalls.org/parks. And if they just click on the Spellerberg tab on our main department page, there's all kinds of information, mm-hmm. Aquatic facility master plan, 3D fly-throughs of both the indoor and outdoor facilities, just anything you'd want to know about the election as it relates to Spellerberg is on there.
What I see, and I know that, with this election, again, if you vote yes, it would be an outdoor pool, $7.5 million. It would be similar to what Drake Springs and Laurel Oaks is. But if you want eventually to have an indoor pool, or if you want an indoor pool, you'd want to be voting no then on the election on Tuesday. Is that a pretty good scenario there, Don?
I think you summed it up.
I know you have to be a little careful on what you can say as far as, you know, endorsing and all that kind of stuff, but at least the information you're giving, I think people have a pretty good idea here of how they're going to vote on Tuesday.
Yeah, I think you did a pretty good job.
By the way, I know that with your involvement with Parks and Rec, came out here, was it late last week, about the city bike trails. What's going to happen to the bike trails? You got some expansion of the bike trails in Sioux Falls? Because we promote that all the time here on the program.
Yeah, we do have a project that will extend the bike trail basically from Lean Park on the north side of the river almost to I-229. And it was just the final funding that we received from the federal government to be able to do some additional trail work.
Mm-hmm.
And by and large, with the exception of the Russell Street detour, we'll have minimal closures here and there along the levee portion of the bike trail, but it should be a pretty good biking summer for us.
Any counts at all that you can estimate on how many people use the bike trails throughout the year?
Oh,
it
you know.
It's amazing, because I'm on the bike trails periodically, and it is a great feature of Sioux Falls.
Yeah, you know, the number we kick around a lot is about 5,000 per day, and actually is greater during the week than it is on the weekend, we believe. And so we've done some kind of informal counts here and there over the years, but we're actually really looking to try to buy some trail counters so we really know how many people use them.
You know, you could hire Tubbs real quick. He could just stand at Cliff Avenue and somewhere there
just count
people going
no
by.
No pad and a pencil. I'm good. Yeah, I need something to do.
Yeah, but it does get a ton of use, and it's one of our most popular amenities, that's for sure.
How many parks do we have in Sioux Falls?
We're up to 78 developed parks now.
We had, four new ones last year?
Yeah, four new ones last year, and then we're going to renovate Lion Park on 14th and Phillips, and then we've got some other designs from some additional neighborhood parks as well.
Well, I think Parks and Rec does a fabulous job. That's one of the things about Sioux Falls that makes it the way that Sioux Falls is what we've got with the bike trail and the parks. It's good stuff, and sure keeps you busy, Don, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. My hair's a little grayer than it has been in years past, all that's right. For sure.
Well, again, the website for information, if people want to find out the dues or the information regarding the vote on the pool at Spellerberg on Tuesday.
Yeah, the website is siouxfalls.org/parks, and you just click on the Spellerberg tab.
Good stuff. Don, thanks for coming, and we'll be in touch.
You bet. Thank you, Chris.
Don Carney, Sioux Falls Parks and Rec, joining us on the program. And remember, the vote is next Tuesday here in Sioux Falls.